The world seems more complicated every day with political upheaval in Venezuela, migrant families trying to make their way from Central America to the U.S., and even talk of war between the U.S. and Iran, which we just discussed. And that makes it appear the globe is more dangerous and fear and hatred overwhelm almost everything else. But a group like World Neighbors, which has been around for nearly 7 decades, is working to change the perception around that. World Neighbors President and CEO Kate Schechter was in the Valley this week to speak to the Phoenix Committee on Foreign Relations, and she's with me. So, Kate, what about globalization? The term has certain connotations, but does it have both positives and negatives?
Well, from my perspective, I think the more we engage with the rest of the world, the more we understand each other, the better off we'll all be. And I think World Neighbors has that as its basic philosophy, that we respect each other. We understand that even the poorest people on earth, some of the most marginalized people, need to be treated with dignity, and that through that kind of interaction and developing relationships, we all do better.
Is that harder on any level when it comes to, there are always things going on in the world, there's always upheaval. But if you look at the world now, does it feel as though World Neighbors is even more relevant? And on top of it, is it even more difficult to get the message out?
I don't think it's gotten any harder. And okay. I also don't know that it's more relevant. I think this is something that's been important since time immemorial. I think we may have some tendencies to demonize or to criticize globalization because it may feel that we're being infringed upon. But I think that we can all that there's really only good that can come from understanding each other better and from interacting with each other. Of course, people don't always have that opportunity to go overseas and meet each other, but if they can learn about what's happening and get past their fears of the other, I think it can only do good.
Well, conceptually for me, I did a series of interviews about polarization in our politics and wondered how much that affected us in our neighborhoods, for example. And sometimes it does. Other times it doesn't at all because people are just, they have different cultural backgrounds, but they all want good things for their kids and whatever. So I wonder, is there a feeling that, even my previous question, is there a feeling that maybe it seems tougher because our politics seems so polarized, and yet maybe at the grassroots level, when regular people meet regular people, it works better?
Well, I definitely find that once I get overseas to these, very sort of remote places on Earth, they're not aware of that polarization, and they're very welcoming. I think they're welcoming partly because they have deep respect for the United States, and any kind of political issues haven't really, luckily, haven't penetrated that far away. Mm-hmm. And also there's a generosity that I've found. They are very thankful for the assistance that they're getting, but they also, they want to show that they have something to offer too. And I think that's what's really important about World Neighbors is we don't give away in-kind donations. We don't give away money. Our philosophy is that people can help themselves if they're given a chance. So it's kind of the teach a man to fish, don't hand him the fish theory of development.
Well, dig in more deeply on that for me. What are some specific examples of what you try to do in lieu of just throwing money out there?
Well, I think a very relevant issue that's right on the doorsteps of Arizona right now is this issue about Central Americans. And we work in Huehuetenango in Guatemala. And I don't want to sound Pollyanna-ish. Mm-hmm. I know there are many issues that are keeping people from that are forcing people to leave. But I do know that we have a very generous grant from the Starbucks Foundation right now. And I think it's important to know that the Starbucks Foundation is giving us the grant not to encourage more coffee growing, but to improve the standard of living of the farmers and their families in these very poor regions where they are buying their coffee. And what we've found is through training, through improvements in their agricultural practices, through entrepreneurial investments in small businesses and kind of expanding beyond just being cash crop coffee growers, mm-hmm. people are thriving.
You clearly seem like an optimistic person, but is it more daunting, again, a place like Guatemala as it is now? Venezuela, of course, all sorts of upheaval there as well. How do you keep optimistic when it comes to dealing with certain nations that are really going through some troubling times?
Well, we work a lot with women, and we do believe that unless the women have a voice and have some sort of income generation, these communities aren't going to make it. And that has been a struggle because, you know, we're dealing with very traditional societies in many cases. But we have been extremely successful. In India, we have been able to break through the caste system, through the differences in religions. We have helped to form a federation of thousands of women, 3,000 and growing, in which all these women are working together, and some of them have been elected to political office, and their lives are improving. So I think we really do believe in not only us getting a salary, but them getting a salary too, and people being having the opportunity to make money, become entrepreneurs within their own communities. And as I said, that investment then leads to a stronger, more stable society.
Well, let me ask about our political scene. I mentioned politics before, but you have a political science background. Is there a feeling in any sense that the mission of World Neighbors and what you're trying to do is helped, hindered, not affected at all by what an administration, a presidential administration, what its directions are, its foreign policy is, that kind of thing?
Well, one of the things that I've tried hard to do and that World Neighbors did long before I came on the scene at World Neighbors is to not become too dependent on U.S. government funds. We do have two cooperative agreements, but we also get a lot of funding from individual family foundations, individual donors, and we work very hard to balance that so that we are not, many, many international development groups are wholly dependent on USAID and the U.S. government funds. And that's a big danger because then when, administrations change and attitudes about foreign assistance change constantly, and I've been in this field for almost 25 years, so I've seen it come up and down. And then, of course, we have the economy, which the stock market goes up and down as well. So we feel very strongly not to have our eggs in one basket, and that way also we're not subject to the latest political mood of whether you want to be globally engaged or not. We are globally engaged and we will remain so.
Kate Schechter is the president and CEO of World Neighbors. She was in the Valley to speak to the Phoenix Committee on Foreign Relations.